This is Feba Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Today, let us look at two men in the Old Testament who were deceived and were offered the sisters of the men they loved. Samson is a popular hero from the Old Testament. For Samson, it was love at first sight for a Philistine woman from Timnah. Much against the wish, will, and wisdom of his parents, Samson, dedicated to the Lord as a Nazarite, married the woman from outside his community. While going to Timnah with the proposal of marriage with his parents, Samson had killed an attacking lion with his bare hands. Later, on the way to the wedding, Samson found a beehive in the carcass of the lion. And throwing his Nazarite vows to the wind, he ate some of the honey and gave it to his parents as well. At the wedding banquet, Samson formed a riddle based on these two private experiences, certain that the bride's party would never be able to solve the riddle. For the Philistines, it was a matter of national pride to lose to an enemy Israelite. And so they coerced the bride into wheedling out the answer to the riddle from Samson and tricked him into paying them the penalty of 30 sets of clothes. Samson knew he had been scammed, and he was angry. The angry bridegroom struck down 30 men from another Philistine town, Ashkelon. He robbed their belongings and fulfilled his challenge penalty to the Timnites. But anger still burned hot against the deception and betrayal of his wife. And Samson stormed out of Philistia back to Israel to his parental home. When his anger cooled off, he came back to pick up conjugal relations with his Philistine wife. But oh dear, he was scammed again. His wife had been married to his best man, and father-in-law now offered him her sister in marriage. Anger boiled again. And this time, Samson called it righteous anger. And what followed was the destruction of Philistine crops by pairs of foxes carrying torches between their knotted tails. Well, retaliation followed. The Philistines killed Samson's wife and father. Samson's anger cauldron now boiled to overflow, and he went on another killing spree and then went into hiding in a cave. Well, saga after saga of attack and counterattack followed, with countless lives being lost. Unbridled anger literally killed perhaps thousands of people. About 300 years before Samson, one of Israel's patriarchs had been deceived by his father-in-law. But Jacob had responded differently to the provocation of deceit by Laban. Jacob was in love with Rachel and labored 7 years as Laban's shepherd to win her hand. At the end of 7 years, Jacob found himself married to his love's sister, Leah. Jacob must have been angry too. 7 years of hard work for literally nothing. He confronted his father-in-law, who nonchalantly proposed another 7 years of labor for Rachel's hand. The lover, Jacob, patiently labored 14 years to marry the woman he loved. Jacob's patience actually paid off. At the end of his saga, he had 12 sons, besides daughters, huge herds, and was a wealthy pastoral businessman in his own right. Most of us have reacted in anger at some time or the other. Unbridled anger is an explosive missile. Hopefully, none of us have physically killed or harmed people in anger. But this morning, would you please examine your heart in the light of the Jesus' definition of murder? In Matthew 5:21-22, Jesus raises the bar of holiness set by the Ten Commandments. He puts anger on par with murder. Our words can kill spirits. Our angry actions can ruin reputations, businesses, relationships, lives. When we react in anger, we are walking Samson's path of snowballing death, gaslighting, shaming, scapegoating, verbal bullying. Our common anger reactions, often to trivial triggers, we have now almost normalized them. Some of us resort to sarcasm, mockery, targeted humor. But all of this kills the human spirit, robs the person of value, esteem, and confidence. Constant exposure to these batters a person emotionally and pushes them to the brink of emotional and mental ill health. What psychologists have taken centuries to document, Jesus, in his wisdom and foreknowledge, declared long ago, anger is murder. the perpetrator too loses. Like Samson, we move from the wide open space of freedom of spirit to the cave of bondage to anger. If, on the other hand, we practice the patience of Jacob, it will mean hard times, patient suffering, perseverance, forgiveness, maybe looking like a loser, but the fruit is sweet. No one is harmed. On the other hand, everyone concerned has flourished, physically, emotionally, economically. Jacob had grown into a patriarch. Jacob's patience birthed life. Life that fitted into God's salvific plan, because his sons became the 12 tribes of Israel through whom Jesus came in as the Redeemer. Next time you're face to face with provocation or conflict, remember you have a choice to react in anger and see death within and around, or to respond in patience and see life. Because you see, anger kills, but patience gives life, life abundant.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.